And I do too. We always keep that screen door hooked if we have, mm-hmm. so people got to knock.
Mm-hmm.
One morning when I was working at Stand Hall, I was up, the old lady's fixing breakfast, somebody knocked on the door, and I went to the door, and a nice looking young fella. I thought the man was drunk, he acted so funny. And he pulled on the door and told me to open the door, and I told him no. I said, you can talk to me with the door. Well, he asked me who lived in that second house, and I told him Mr. McDonald. He lived there then. He said, no, he didn't. He called another name. I said, no, he don't live there. Well, he fooled around. He went on down the road, and I went to work. And my nephew and brother lived there. My nephew, young, and he come back after a while and got to acting funny. And they called the police, and the mayor come down here, and they arrested him. And he run away from the asylum. He was a crazy man.
Mm.
But I thought the way the man acted, you know, he was drunk. The way he acted, didn't know what he'd done. Well, if I hadn't had my door hooked, he'd come on in here. I might have had a time getting him out of here. So I think it's better to keep your door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more safety for a woman to keep a door hooked, because you don't know today who can walk in. And they'll kill you now for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't keep no money here much.
Sam, somebody who's real sure of his own ways, he's going to do things his way and he won't listen to anybody else.
So he's contrary or stubborn.
And you might say, well, somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say that he gets upset just any little thing, you'd say he's awfully.
He's awful nervous.
Okay. Or there's something that you can't tease him about. You'd say, well, you better not tease him about that because when it comes to that,
he's awfully easy to get mad.
Uh-huh.
He can't take a joke.
Uh-huh. What about he's touchy?
Touches. He can't take nothing.
Mm-hmm. And someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just keep...
Keep 10 touches, huh?
Uh-huh. They're about to lose their temper.
Temper, yeah.
You tell them to just...
Quieten down.
Or keep...
Quiet.
Uh-huh. What about keep calm or can?
Keep calm, yeah, or can. And don't be so nervous.
How would you say that? Just keep...
I'd say just keep calm, wouldn't you?
You'd say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Goofy.
Okay, anything else you might say?
Or nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could say either what, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
He says acting kind of funny.
What about queer or quar?
Yeah, could say it's act kind of queer.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I guess it means it kind of cranky, don't you reckon?
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Huh?
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
No, I don't think it is with the older people. I guess it is with the young people. See, the young people today, from what I see, they're all different from the old people. Don't you think so? Yeah, they're not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And this, like I tell you, it's so many more now till you pay more attention to it than you did back yonder years ago. Now, I tell you, years ago, we could go off here and leave this house unlocked. Wouldn't a soul bother it when people raised around yet we know.
Mm-hmm.
But you better not do that today. Because
mm-hmm.
they've been going around here and people gone and back a truck up and steal the furniture out the house and take it and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Up here on this road going to St. Francisville, they went to a man's house and stole his furniture, a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught him. Now the woman's in the penitentiary down here at St. Gable below Baton Rouge on the river road down at St. Gable. She's in the pen, and the man's on Angola, they call him. But just think, when you go and drive a truck up by and go in your house and take your television and the thing and take your fast stove, put all that man's furniture. I tell you, I just can't see how people can be. People must be ignorant or something to do that.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Bad hard.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, you could say you're bad hard or I'm just about played out.